Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yep. Born December 13th in Springfield, Illinois, and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In the early 80s, he co-founded one of the great party bands of all time.
The greatest band in the world! More Day to Time!
Their appearance in the legendary film Purple Rain netted them such hits as Jungle Love and The Bird. And now he's celebrating the expanded edition re-release of the band's landmark self-titled debut album through Rhino Records. Please welcome the one and only Morris Day.
Mr. Morris Day, welcome to the show.
What time is it? You know, I love the intros. I just want to sit on here and listen to the intros all day long.
You, man, what a character. What a life. What a story. You went to high school with Prince, and you were in the band Grand Central with him.
Absolutely. You know, actually, we went to different high schools. He went to Central, which was the south side. I went to North, which was the north side, but we both lived on the north side. So we definitely grew up together as kids.
And the fact that you stayed friends, you stayed in touch, this movie, we were talking before, name another artist that came on like Prince did. He didn't even know the things you couldn't ask for and demand to do, but he controlled his music from an early age. He's the one who wrote, and he got into this movie and made it happen. I've never seen that before in another musician's career.
Yeah, he was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime type of artist. You know, you just don't see people like that. Innovative, creative, bold, brave, multi-talented, and he had the whole package for real.
Well, and he showcased you. Like, a lot of artists won't do that. Like, you hit that movie, and I know you guys were, you know, antagonist to protagonist, but you still, it was a great vehicle for Morris Day and the time.
Hey, it was amazing. You know, he came to us. We were already enjoying a little bit of success at radio with our music, and he comes up one day and says, "We're going to do a movie." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." You know, so we end up, you know, taking dance lessons and acting lessons and all that kind of stuff. And the next thing I know, we're filming, and the next thing I know, we're premiering, and the next thing I know, we're in a blockbuster movie. So it was all amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. Just the entire story is crazy. These, you know, kids from Minneapolis and change, you talk about changing music and the idea that you were genuinely great in that movie. You know, you're a guy with at that time, you didn't have any acting aspirations, right?
Not at all. You know, I just wanted to, early on in my career, I just wanted to be a drummer. So Prince kind of pushed me to be a lead singer, pushed me to be an actor, and I'm so glad that he pushed me to do those things.
Sure. Dude, what a wonderful life, man. And obviously, it's so sad. And it does. It carries day to day. I was literally going to a doctor's appointment yesterday. The receptionist, Penny, was she's like, "How you feeling?" I was in for a second day, and she goes, "You guys really need to play more Prince." And that kicked off a 20-minute conversation through the glass, wearing masks, about why Prince was so important and that era was so important and how Minneapolis, you know, just churns out an incredible amount of beautiful music.
Yeah, and I was kicking and screaming about being in Minneapolis because my mom moved me from Springfield, Illinois, where I was born, And we were supposed to be going to California. So I was looking forward to some nice year-long summer weather. And we stopped in Minneapolis to visit a sick aunt and ended up there for the next 20 years. But after a while, I started to realize why I was there, and it all started to make sense, you know. And, you know, we created a movement.
Yeah, no, you sure did. And I mean, I'm going to download the deluxe expanded edition of the first album, The Time, which I already have, but I'm all for another one because, hey, it's important, I think, to support the music, and B, it's just you forget how much you love it. You turn it on, you fire it up, you crank the speakers as loud as possible, and you realize, I really love this.
Yeah, and, you know, now listening, especially being in the music industry, just the fact that Warner Brothers remastered it and brought it current, so now you get the extra bass and all the clarity that you're looking for, so now it even sounds more awesome. So, you know, it's really cool.
Well, and to get nerd out on music a little bit, because I've been in a speaker buying frenzy lately, lossless audio they offer now on Apple iTunes, you can download it at a much higher rate if you go through your phone and really get good quality audio without that terrible smashed up sound.
Yeah. Well, you know, we thought back then we were doing some great mixes, but, you know, technology has just, you know, fast-forwarded us to
sure.
here, you know?
So. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I was talking more about the way they deliver it and smashing it, the file itself, not the way you guys recorded it. But, you know, now you can actually get the original sound, which I think is the best sound. And I you know, you consider the fact that you and he were friends, and all the songs he gave away and all the hit songs that people don't have any idea he wrote and said, you should record this to another artist, and made them superstars.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One of the, I mean, it's hard to even use the word prolific, but because he was way beyond prolific. So, you know, that's just what he was able to do. I'll just put it like that.
Do you remember your last conversation?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we had done shows for Prince, and Prince was like, you know, he was, some days he was a good guy, and some days he wasn't such a good guy, in my opinion.
Sure.
And he had stood me up a few times and made me spend money to come and do shows with him. Target Center, we were supposed to do a show with him, I can't remember the year. And he, last minute, had his people call me and say, hey, guess what, Prince changed his mind, you guys aren't on the show. I'm like, hey, I just spent a bunch of money to get my guys here. What are you going to do about that? Prince said nothing.
Yeah.
Said, okay. Next time Prince wants me to do a show, I said, you got to send the money up front 100%. And this last time we did a show for him at Paisley Park, he said his people told me he wanted me to do the show. I said, send the money. I looked up the next day, the money was there. I said, okay, he's serious. So we did the show. He was there. He was in great spirits. We had a great conversation afterwards. That was 2 months before he passed away, and I'm leaving the room, and he's like, I love you, and he gave me a hug, and this is something Prince never did. This wasn't characteristic of him at all, so I'm like, hey, I love you too, man. But I walked away from that feeling like, what just happened? And 2 months after that, he passed away.
Ugh, aren't you so relieved and happy that you had that closure, because you had a bump in the road with the friendship, and then it got good? He said, I love you. He obviously felt bad about the way it went down before.
That was the best way to walk away from that scenario.
I've had a similar thing with a friend that you had a bump with, and then you managed to touch base again, and suddenly they're gone. And you do realize, man, don't hold grudges. Don't let weird stuff stand in the way. You make sure you tell people you love them every time.
Life's too short.
It is. Well, look, Morris, I got to tell you, I love having you on the show. I have a million more questions. They're going to give me the rap, but man, you're welcome here anytime. I want everyone to get the back and re-download that debut album, The Time, out now on Amazon, Apple, Rhino, all of it. And it's a deluxe expanded edition. And man, I just thank you for being so forthcoming and honest and just a great interview, man. Thank you.
I appreciate that. And a lot of what I talked about is in my book, On Time, A Princely Life in Funk, Morris Day. So if you want to know more about it, go get the book.
Hey, how about I buy the book, read it cover to cover, we have you back on.
That sounds like a plan.
I'm in. I'm absolutely in. Stay right there, Jake. Get the numbers. You know, you don't want to give anybody too many excuses to act poorly, because we're all still responsible for ourselves. But
yep.
Man, you can see, I mean, Prince at the end, he was definitely struggling, man. I mean, you're surrounded. You've truly, he did wall himself off. And then he got really hard Jehovah, which is not necessarily negative, but nobody knows what that was doing.
Well, when you had such a lifestyle that's perceived to be this way.
Anytime I will tell you, you're in a severe ritual, like it doesn't matter if it's a religion or politics or whatever we're talking about, but you are also have a behavior that is contradictory from it, the drug use, you're so screwed up inside, and that's too much shame, too much hiding, and that's where it goes dark. Observation from just life and just seeing
right.
too many.
You're right.
So I'm glad they had that moment, because you can tell, think about it, from high school on, there was a real friendship there. It would have been an unbelievable shame if they hadn't been okay.
And thank God they didn't miss that moment.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.